the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Are you unsophisticated? I mean, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I think in certain ways...
I think people are unsophisticated. Most people are unsophisticated. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But we need to find out if we are. And this has a bunch... There are certain phrases, apparently, that... Because there are times when you want to hide your lack of unsophistication, right?
Yeah, when you're surrounded by sophisticated people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to know.
And also otherwise. Yeah. Last night I closed the blinds so that I could eat a whole box of tofu nuggets for dinner and nothing but. But I had four dipping sauces, and that was the most sophisticated part of my meal last night.
Yeah.
And that's sad. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, love artichokes. I know how to eat those.
Is that a sophisticated thing?
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why are artichokes sophisticated?
Yeah, why are they?
I don't know. It's just like it's a little flower, and you pull off each petal, and you dip it in. I don't know.
Did
my
someone
mom,
tell you that's sophisticated?
Yeah, it doesn't seem sophisticated, because they're right next to the bell peppers I buy. So,
Well, maybe this is part of my unsophistication. I think it was. It seemed like a very exotic food when I was a child that my mom taught me how to eat, and she lit a candle while we ate it together at a table. So it felt... That sounds awful.
It does sound kind of predatory, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry. To your mom.
She was just trying to teach me.
Yeah, the fancy way.
How to eat a fancy food, which at this point in my life, I may have just learned that it's not that fancy. Uncooked, it doesn't look like it. It looks like It looks like something nature made to be thrown out, honestly. Mm-hmm.
It looks like an unripened giant pine cone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does, yeah.
Like it's one step above people who eat pine cones.
Have you ever done something, any of you, specifically because you thought it's what sophisticated people do? Like Hot Wings, is that why you got a briefcase when we started our job in Omaha?
No, I did that just because I thought it was... I don't know. I don't know why I did that. Because I liked being different and weird. I don't know. But I wasn't like trying to be sophisticated. I just liked carrying my stuff in, and it was before everybody carried everything in a backpack. Like, professional people didn't carry backpacks to work, and we were trying to look professional.
I want you guys to know, these two timelines occurred at the same time. We were doing a show where Hot Wings would hit a bedpan with, what did you hit it with? A Vicks jar.
A Vicks jar, because that's what we had nearby, and it was...
But the person who did that would carry a briefcase to work, which mostly just had his headphones and some gum in it.
And you had a mustache at the time, right?
I had a mustache, yes, and I had...
What a creep.
I still have that briefcase.
You do?
It's in my basement, yeah. Well, because it has my Walkman in it, and probably my Palm Pilot.
Okay, you're making a list of things you shouldn't have, Hot Wings.
No, I know.
What are you saving
it for? I would say 90% of things I have I shouldn't have. Or I don't need.
What prevents you from getting rid of that? I feel like we're looking through your wallet right now, and... the first time, and we're looking at your receipts, and you don't know why you have.
Because it found a space, and it lives there, like most of the things I own.
Can you at least, put it on display?
It's not in my living room, so I guess that's good.
But why not put it in your living room? Because it's tucked deep away. It's weird and hoarderish, but I did pay to see an exhibit where I looked at old 1980s robots that you could buy.
Yes.
I've paid to see that.
I'll try to find a way to beautifully display it in my home. But the edges are frayed. It's falling apart, but it has like a radio and records we were in at some point, and then like a Morning Mouth. These are trade magazines that we were in.
Yeah, and it was a big deal at the time.
Definitively, my Walkman is in there, and definitely...
It's like a time capsule.
At least like three mini discs that have things on it, except I don't have a mini disc player, so...
Why don't you put your gas receipts in it?
They might be in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'll bet you there's receipts in that thing.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least a receipt in it. I don't know.
This text for Joe. Joe, spinach artichokes are not sophisticated. You can get them at Applebee's with spinach dip.
Okay, see, that's the thing. It wasn't an artichoke dip, and I feel like the dip people put artichoke in there to fancy up the dip when all you're doing really is just eating butter and cream cheese. There's a reason they say artichoke in it.
This text, Joe, I can relate. I grew up thinking artichokes were fancy. When you said you pulled the petals off and dipped them in butter, I spit out my coffee laughing. As a kid, I thought I was living the high life when I got to have an artichoke.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, what a revelation.
Did you think you'd be defending artichokes as being for fancy dance today?
Yes, I did when you started saying, I just assumed that you guys didn't know.
That's why he put on his button-up shirt today.
Oh, yeah, President Business is here.
Mr. Sophisticated.
Hello, King Business.
A sophisticate.
Tell us more about your artichokes.
Just trying to practice your self-respect.
Oh, it's Joey Tuxedo.
Oh,
he's joined us once again.
Hot Wings has a briefcase.
Yep.
Not with me.
Hot Wings has a briefcase. So there's this elegance coach, which seems like a stupid thing.
Okay, that does seem like something nobody needs anymore.
10 words and phrases that make you sound unsophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
And she did it to a 9-minute video, which makes her a moron.
That takes a really long time to say you sound unsophisticated if you say, I seen it.
Anna explained that people who overuse the word very should try to reduce this by saying terribly instead. For example, instead of saying that the restaurant was very full last night, you would say, the restaurant was terribly full last night.
Oh, I disagree. I think you should use a cooler word like tray. You go, oh, the restaurant was trayful last night.
Oh, yeah, French.
Doesn't that sound fancy?
It does. Mm. I also like the idea when my friends say, how you feeling? And I would say, oh, I'm very buzzed. I could say, oh, I am terribly buzzed.
Mm-hmm. Terribly buzzed.
Wonderfully buzzed, depending on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think I might not even be sophisticated enough to use the word very, because I don't think I would say it was very full last night, this restaurant.
Yeah.
I think I would say it was a packed house.
It was packed.
Yeah. That's what makes you unsophisticated.
I know. What a bummer.
It's crammed like my toilet after a cheese platter. Is that unsophisticated? I didn't say very.
But
what do you think, Joe Bezos? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. After that, I would say, so I'd ask them if we could eat al fresco, which means outside.
Yeah. Mm. Boy, I learned that in my 40s.
You thought it was a pasta dish, huh?
I didn't know what it was, but I absolutely would have thought it was a pasta dish. We were eating al fresco. I would never have followed that up by saying, what did you have to eat? I would have said, oh, probably a white sauce.
Yeah, I thought it just meant plain.
And I bet you think Alfredo sauce is just fancy mayonnaise, don't you?
Or do you think Alfredo actually is
Alfredo basically is fancy mayonnaise.
Yeah, right?
That white cream sauce is so good, though.
Instead of saying, can I have, say, may I have.
Okay,
the unsophisticated say, carry
on. Yeah. Oh, yes. All well, right. Obviously.
Anna said, stop saying, pardon me, especially if you're saying it because you think that it's going to make you sound more posh. Now it's common misconception that pardon me is a proper way of excusing yourself. What are you supposed to say?
Excuse me?
Excusez-moi.
Sorry, my butt tumbles.
Well, yeah, I definitely say pardon me.
Add the word rather to your vocabulary. Say rather more. Example. That was a rather lovely day. Or this is a rather stupid article.
Mm-hmm. This is a rather pointless way to say what I want to say.
But you do sound fancier.
You know, I feel extraordinarily fancier.
Yeah, you sound terribly fancy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, excuse me. We're not done. I will be not pardoned, though. Instead of saying the loo or the toilet or the can or the crapper, say lavatory. Lavatory.
You definitely don't sound sophisticated if you say, I got to go use the can.
No.
That is a fact.
But you also, you don't sound...
or the crapper.
Or even like the loo.
Cue for the loo. Or as Hot Wings put it earlier, a code brown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the poo-poo warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Replace, use the word how to describe something. Like,
how do I describe something using the word how?
How lovely of you to ask, Joe.
Okay.
That's how you do it. How lovely.
How lovely.
How nice. These are no one.
No, I like it. I sound safe with you. I feel safe.
Replace
like
high.
I'm with someone capable right now.
Yeah. Mm.
Replace high and hey with hello.
This guy's not going to crash into a tree on a four-wheeler and break my legs.
Except when I go to say hello, I'm like, hello. So I say it's
hello.
Stupid.
Hello.
Hello.
And I have to be on my way, toodles.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I agree.
Hello.
I sound sophisticated.
Apparently.
Hello.
Kelly's hello is one beat away from apparently.
Hello.
Yeah, you should stick to your howdies.
Yeah, or heyo.
It makes
I say
sense.
Heyo.
Howdy.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.